Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
John, napping has been very, very difficult today.
That's a good thing. That's a good sign. It's when you're not taking a nap, that means you... Oh, it is. Yeah. Terrific. That means you're doing a good thing. And then obviously, I'm trying to think now, what is this show? Oh, no, is this Christina Liu show? It's been such a busy morning, and yet I've been getting texts all morning. What's going on? When's the Christina Liu show coming?
Yeah, me too.
Good morning, Christina.
Good morning. What a jam-packed show. We're really putting you both to work today.
It really is.
It's really
But it's important, because if there's stuff to put out, as you know, you make us work. Otto, she makes us work for the big box.
No, it was great. I mean, I think, you know, from our first guest, Nicolette always is, you know, I love having her on because she's clear, but she knows, seems to know everything about nutrition, which is wonderful. And then Beverly had me hysterically laughing. You probably heard me on the air in the background laughing. She was wonderful. And, of course, the play troupe is extremely talented. And that's what's fun about our show.
Everybody was great.
That's what's great. You know, 100%. We're able to bring all these people who, in, you know, whatever their craft might be, is
thanks to you, our producer.
And then, yeah, that's right. And I'm just so skilled at what I do, so it just is silly. But how's everybody doing? It's Friday. I think, you know, it's been a long week, I think, for everyone.
We're getting ready for the snow.
I can't.
What's today, anyhow?
I refuse to believe that it's really going to snow. So I'm very springy today. I'm trying to put it out there. But, you know, nothing is stopping in North Hempstead. We had our, there's a spring fling currently going on.
Oh, that's right. Yes, yes, yes.
That's at Fuchsia Park. I know the supervisor is over there. There's supposed to be a bunch of people attending. So it should be very exciting.
Right, we're still
going ahead with the spring flings. And, you know, we're not going to let one little snowstorm that might be coming make us forget about that spring is really coming. So. Supervisor Bosworth has also been all around town, and particularly in the news, she was at a rally in front of the old 6th Precinct building because they're really trying to reverse that merger of the 3rd and the 6th Precinct. You know, there was tons of residents there. There was community leaders, law enforcement, elected officials. You, of course, can get more information if you call 311 or go to the Town of North Hempstead website. But I think it's something important, and the supervisor certainly has really voiced that she just thinks it was a mistake to do that.
I think there's a lot more people for the idea than against the idea.
No, I mean, because you looked at it, because, you know, and I didn't even realize I was at the supervisor's State of the Town address, and she was discussing this, and you really had no idea how much, I mean, that it covered, you know, the 6th Precinct, and the fact, I mean, merging these two things together, it's just an insane things that police, you know, it makes the job very difficult if you want them to be, you know, keeping the streets safe and everything. So we'll see how this goes. You know, I think there's a lot of people in support of it. So we shall see.
No, that's definitely a rough one. I mean, and then when you realize for people in the North Shore, that the precinct now, the 3rd Precinct, this is my understanding, it goes from the other side of Roosevelt Field to Sands Point.
Right.
And a couple of weeks ago, when there was a situation in Roosevelt Field, which was serious, and that's not the point, it takes a lot of the strength. So at that same point in time, how does somebody get from, you know, Roosevelt Field back to Great Neck or Manhasset?
It's putting unrealistic expectations, I think, out there. So, you know, we'll see how this all unfolds. I'm sure we'll be updated along the way. And you could, like I said, go to the town website and read more about it as well. On Wednesday, the supervisor and the town clerk, Wayne Wink, honored 13 remarkable women from North Hempstead during the 23rd annual May Neuberger Women's Honor Roll. I think it's such a wonderful celebration because, you know, we're very fortunate that there are such amazing women in the North Hempstead community. And they've all been, you know, either contributors to the community or just different people that just have been involved with different groups.
Right.
So it's really, it's just nice. I think that's a great program that North Hempstead does to kind of honor these women. It looked like a beautiful event. So that was very nice. Supervisor Bosworth also met with the Westbury Fire Department on Thursday, and now she's at the spring fling, so she is all over the place, the supervisor, as always. It's quite the busy week for her. And we also just want to remind everyone that the next meeting of the town board will take place this Tuesday, March 22nd, at Town Hall at 7:30 p.m.
Okay. Just want to say one quick thing about Judy Bosworth.
Yes.
my wife and I were at an event on Tuesday night, okay? And then we were at an event on Thursday night.
You run an event?
No, I wasn't running. I attended two different events.
Oh, okay.
And my wife usually doesn't come with me, but she came to me to these two different events. Now, Judy is at like seven events a day. And this morning, my wife got up, and she's getting dressed to go to work. And she's like, how does Judy do it? I'm exhausted. I don't want to do this. I mean, like, you come home from work. I don't want to change and get dressed to go back out. And she knows Judy's like, how do you, and you're starting your day at 8 o'clock in the morning with a meeting. Yeah. And then from there to a lunch. And then she's at the spring fling. Her day, it's not like she's going to go home now at 1 o'clock and then take a nap. She'll have stuff through the night, and then she's going to be at one or two functions tonight because...
I'm just tired hearing about it.
Yeah, well, you know, she's so courteous. If you say, I'd love you to come to the Girl Scouts, the Boy Scouts, she's not going to say no to you.
Well, you know what I always found interesting about that, relating it to my business years, is you go to all these things, and somehow you still have to get something done. You know, you're going, you're glad-handing, you're showing people you care,
right. You're
learning about what's going on, all of which is important, I think, for somebody who's in charge of the town. And then you have to all of a sudden figure out a way to get things done.
Right.
And your ability to manage time and probably to be able to delegate out to get things done that are important, which she does,
100%.
Is pretty amazing, really. You know, it's a skill that a lot of people don't have. You know, the time management and the focus and the planning.
And it's the energy.
And energy.
So
energy
you forget
is
the skill.
Critical.
Yeah.
You gotta have the. You really have to be a very motivated person to not get tired when you do that stuff,
yeah.
I think, you know, because otherwise you're going to get tired eventually.
No, I agree. But anyway, I was just throwing that in.
Yes,
so.
But those are all wonderful.
You know, these are facts of, you know.
Yeah, and it's important because it just shows, you know, like what we always say about North Hempstead, it really tries to... be, you know, listen to the residents, meet the residents, you know, really hear what they're saying and not just, you know, make it this public thing. And like I say, you know, with the supervisor, I've seen her at events and she goes around to everybody.
Right.
And, you know, and like, it just cracks up because there'll be, I mean, there's hundreds of seniors at these events and she's going up to every table. And I think that's really just a testament to the commitment of North Hempstead. So kudos to, you know, the supervisor, of course. I just want to tell everyone that St. Francis Hospital is having a health fair. It's going to be at the Demata Center right on Northern Boulevard in Greenvale. And that's on April 16th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. I will be there at a table. If anybody wants to come visit me, I will be there representing Project Independence on that Saturday.
When is it again?
April 16th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And there's going to be, I mean, there's going to be all kinds of different free screenings, a CPR demonstration. There's going to be dental screenings and podiatry screenings, yoga, tai chi, stroke prevention, nutrition information, diabetes education. I mean, so it's they're really covering the gamut of health. And it also and there's going to be a walk at 1 p.m., a heart walk. You don't need to register. You can just show up or, you know, you can call 629-2013 for more information. But it also coincides with that day is National Healthcare Decisions Day.
Okay.
I've actually walked at the Demata Center.
Oh, there you go.
While somebody else was inside, I was out walking around.
Yeah, I like that.
And, it's actually a very nice place to take
good.
A walk.
I like that. So hopefully I could sneak out and walk myself.
Is there a path? Oh, no, it's just a
There's a path, but I recall that I also ended up out in the woods somewhere.
I don't make a wrong turn.
Somebody's backyard.
I don't know if that's necessarily the tour.
The outer edges of the Demata Center. And, you know, there's nothing that says you can't do
that.
Exactly. It was quite legal, really.
Yeah. Otto will be giving tours. We might be. But it's also National Healthcare Decisions Day, and a lot of the local hospitals are really pushing for the importance of filling out different forms, including the MOLST form, which you know spells out your wishes for certain
things.
Well,
and you know, it sort of ties in with the first person we had here today, Nicolette, with the cholesterol discussion, and you mentioned that they have cholesterol screening at this event, which... probably a good idea to go follow through on that.
No, it's really, you
know. If you don't do that with your doctor.
It is. And I love, you know, the idea of kind of like a one-stop, you know, shop.
Oh, I think I agree
So,
with
you
that.
Know, you go to these health fairs and it's great because you're able to walk around and really get a whole wide variety at all aspects of health, which I think, and you'll meet a lot of people in the community. So I definitely think if you're around on April 16th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. to come check out the health
fair. And I would venture a guess that at every one of these types of events, something is discovered.
Oh, yeah.
Where all of a sudden your blood pressure is sky high and they say, you should follow up on this, or even maybe take it to the hospital.
Yeah, well,
if it's craziness.
That's, you know, that's the other thing. I just did some more scheduling because we partner with St. Francis on their cardiac screening van.
Okay.
That goes around to all of our different, and in there also you can get a simple blood test for cholesterol testings too. So that's going to be all around the town, you know, throughout 2016. The next one's coming up at Clinton G. Martin Park on April 12th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. But then we're in, you know, all over until, you know, December. They'll be everywhere. So you can call 311 for days like that. And I love the idea that you don't need to make an appointment. You could just show up. And, I mean, they've really saved some people. Some people had to actually be sent to the emergency room, you know.
Oh, they have that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's real. And it's just great. The van's out there. You just walk on the van. You know, they'll go over things. They'll give you some education. It's a wonderful program. And so that's just another thing St. Francis does. So you can get your cholesterol test on there, Otto, and find out. It all ties together.
And that's free.
Absolutely free.
Even if you have insurance, they don't take the number, they just do it.
It's just a completely free service. Yeah, we've been doing it for a long time with them, so I really recommend everyone going there. Well, plowing along here, we also have so many social groups. We, you know, really try and promote our social groups. There's a caregiver support group, which is something that Gail Sellis, who's our gerontologist, it does, and it meets. It actually, they asked to add a day. It was going to be only one day a week, but now it's going to be the first and third Tuesday of every month, and that meets at the Port Washington Senior Center. So I think it's wonderful. She just started, and people said, you know, we really want, you know, 2 days. So it's great that Gail was able to rearrange her schedule and do that.
Gail, by the way, I had recent contact with again because of the veterans part of it, and she's a pretty good. She's an authority on the veterans benefits.
Yeah, and that's, I want to give a little plug, you know, because Gail just stepped into this, you know, veterans caseworker role that the town really wanted to do, and it's for all veterans of all ages, which is, you know, an amazing thing because they were able to tap into, you know, because we have social workers and caseworkers from JASA through Project Independence, so we were able to use her expertise and things that she's learned along the way and now help, you know, a wide range of veterans, which is great.
I mean, you know, the tremendous amount of benefits for veterans. The Veterans Administration is a big organization, so sometimes it's a little difficult to be able to funnel your way through it.
Oh, yeah.
And Gail helps. You tell her what
and
your
that's
question
what, that's
is,
exactly.
And she'll find out what the answer is, which is what happened with me.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Right. Well, we're glad to hear that. You know, and I know she's been going to all kinds of trainings and all different things. So, if, you know, if you're a veteran or if you're married to a veteran or know a veteran, you can call 311 and we will put you directly in touch with Gail to help you with anything that you might need.
We know we're at the halfway mark.
Oh, wow.
So we'll go into a break so that we don't interrupt Christina with all her sage advice for our seniors out here. You're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.